welcome to the World Cup Report Alicante, podcast covering the Blood Bowl World Cup held in Alicante, Spain in September 2023, with your hosts, Drew and Steve. Welcome to episode 17 of the World Cup Report Alicante. This is Steve, a.k.a. Kilwonky, with me as more than half time now. Tim, how's it going, Tim?
Oh, pretty good, Steve. How about yourself? How you getting on?
It's going pretty well. Life is constantly changing and rearranging, and it's always interesting.
Yeah, you're a regular Lord of Change. But
what is that? Isn't that Slaanesh?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I think so, right?
I don't know.
Maybe it's Nietzsche. I don't know. One of them. Man, we lost all our cred.
We never had any to begin with, so that's fair.
It's probably true. Probably true.
Speaking of, we're doing Khemri, which are not Tomb Kings, but are Tomb Kings, because that's what they're called now. But it's going to be in order of Khemri, because that's what I put, and I didn't want to change it.
That's right. Yep.
So, Khemri.
Rule book be damned, this is Steve's party.
Exactly. I get to control everything right now, so Khemri they are, even though Tomb Kings. And being Tomb Kings, they are Tier 3. Along with Black Orcs, Chaos Chosen, Imperial Nobility, Khorne, and Nurgle. So a whole bunch of Chaos stuff. You get 7 primary, 1 secondary. B, 5 primary, 2 secondary. Or C, 5 primary, and 1 star, 1 access to 1 star player. However you want to say that, because my tongue is tied. First off, is this the right place for them?
Right? I think, weren't they Tier 2 last World Cup?
Pretty sure,
weren't as good? I mean, like, last time, they're better now, if they were the same tier, than back then.
Yeah.
And more skills, and just the way the game is favors them more. But
yeah, for sure. You're not going to have to worry about throwing, so.
I mean, do I think they're overpowered at Tier 3, or they'll be the most played team, or the best team? No. So I guess it's probably fine, but they could be Tier 2.
Yeah.
And people could play them, and they would be fine. But I think at Tier 3, they're a pretty solid choice.
Yeah, I definitely think so. Because I know, you know, Chance took him last time, and he's not taking him this time. And we were all like, but
yeah,
they're better
mixed
this
that
time.
Up. Yeah.
Like, he's taking Orcs this time. Like, that's fine, but Orcs are Tier 1. That's not great.
I mean, Orcs have done well in tournaments. So
yeah.
I wouldn't begrudge him playing Orcs, and it's probably the team he plays best. But if he was going to play Khemri, do it now.
Exactly. Or Team Kings,
attractive.
Even. You know.
Or even Forget Khemri.
stupid naming conventions.
That's right.
So, based on that, what roster would you go with?
So, I got a couple roster ideas. This is probably the one I would play, which is the option A version. So I have 4 Tomb Guardians, all with guard, which I think is pretty generally standard Khemri move to do. Very common. I have 2 Blitzers. One of them I put Tackle and Mighty Blow on, using my secondary skill for that. So you can really kind of hunt down those Skaven teams or the Stunty teams or those Dodge Elves, any players like that. And then I have 2 Throwers. I put Block on both of the Throwers. And I filled this out with 5 more skeletons for 13 players. So that gives you a little bit of option to foul if you'd like.
13 players gives you 3 rerolls and 2 coaches. Because, I mean, there's just no sense in putting anything into cheerleaders in a tournament.
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, unless that tournament had, like, super special rule, prayer to Nuffle type chart or something.
Yeah, like the one I went to semi-recently, they just had it the same as coaches, where you rolled and you got a reroll.
Yeah.
So then, it's do one of each. But if it's just how it is, nah.
Right, yeah. And I think that's a not uncommon tournament thing to do if you have different Khemri or kickoff charts, but not here, so.
No, pretty straight up here. And again, the team, it's pretty straight up because it is what it is. It doesn't need much.
Right.
It's a strong team just by itself. You've got your big guys, basically. 5 strength. Mm-hmm. No negatraits. Well.
Yeah, no negatraits. No positraits. They do technically have a negatrait.
Yes, decay.
Decay doesn't matter in this format. whatsoever.
That's what I was trying to think. I'm like, it's technically a negative trait, but it doesn't affect anything.
It literally does nothing here, so.
And yeah, the Blitzer, Tackle, and Mighty Blow, they have decent movement. You're not going to be dodging away, but when you're out in the open and you need to hit someone, that's a solid one. You got the guard pieces, put them right next to them. I mean, what's going wrong there?
Yep. I mean, I could see, I guess, splitting those up and maybe doing a Tackle Blitzer and a Frenzy Blitzer or something. But I would like to have the Tackle Mighty Blow. I think that would be very nice.
Yeah. And, you know, Scott's always a big fan of wrestle because you can take down someone with block, which is one of the problems here. Because if you go up against someone with block, you're probably not taking him down unless you get more dice.
Right. Yeah, which you can. I mean, you have a lot of five strength.
Yeah.
So. And a lot of guard. You could wrestle one of these throw rods, I suppose, but I just thought I wanted block on them because then they're equally good ball carriers.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I do feel like you could use this exact same roster and take an option B, where you do like two block Tomb Guardians and two guard ones, just have tackle on the Blitzer and still the block throwers, and basically the same build, but you have the more reliable block there and just less guard. I like this version better, personally, though.
That's probably more of a playstyle difference.
Yeah, probably. Yep. Because you really want to make sure you have reliable hits with your Tomb Guards, then maybe go the block route.
Because I know me, I like to hit things. I'm gonna take those hits. Whereas a lot of players, I've gone against this build pretty much before with all guard. And I'm like, oh, sweet. I can possibly knock him down. Well, one game, I knocked a guy down and got rid of him. Awesome. But then he doesn't throw blocks with him. He's just maneuvering him around. And I'd lose out on all my blocks everywhere else.
Right. Yeah.
So it definitely makes sense. Again, play style. But yeah, just the throwers grab the ball, walk down the pitch. You got your five strength, you know, pillars in your cage. Have fun.
Yeah. Yep. And I mean, there's plenty of great Camry coaches out there who can just position these guys and grind people out. And I feel like they're very suited to do that in this rule set.
Yeah. Spider has, I don't know if he has the last couple of years, but Spider used to be playing Camry all the time at Chaos Cup.
Yeah.
And kept getting better and better and better. It's like, dang, dude.
Yeah.
Getting top 10 with Camry every year.
For sure.
So there
I did make a star player list as well.
Okay.
Which, I mean, there's really only one star player you could possibly consider with the undead teams, which is Wilhelm Chaney.
Yeah.
And I mean, I love having an AG3 plus player with like the power of a Khemri team. Really deals with your one weakness. But
extra strength is not. I mean, extra speed is nice too.
Yes, he's also fast, and I mean, he's a good strong blitzer too. He has wrestle like you were talking about, so he can deal with those problems.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, it's probably not worth all the skill investment, especially with Wilhelm costing an extra one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I after building this roster, I don't hate it. So it's four Tomb Guardians, two blitzers still. Then I just have five skeletons, no throwers. And Wilhelm, with the idea that either Wilhelm or I guess the Blitzers will have the ball, and then two rerolls. So you're just kind of giving up the depth of your bench and downgrading some of those throwers and losing one reroll to Adam.
Yeah, and you'd have three guard on Tomb Guardians and a tackle on the Blitzer.
Yeah.
Again,
so if it weren't for like all those skills you're giving up,
you're
losing also like four skills. So.
And, you know, this is probably, again, going to be on player preference. Because some people love Wilhelm. They will take him any chance they can. And every time I've used him, anytime Scott's used him, anytime I've seen someone use him, he just doesn't do great.
I've only used him once, but he cost me that game.
Yeah.
So.
and again,
double scalling out at a critical time at the end. So.
Yeah. Well, they're stars. They can do that.
Right. Yep.
You know, one of those things, you live by the star, you die by the star. You got everything goes right, it's awesome. Everything starts going bad, you have a reroll, you mess something up, and you can't use it. Well,
yeah.
Too bad.
Right. Absolutely.
But overall, solid team. I mean, I really don't know what more to say. It's kind of plain. It's kind of simplistic. Kind of what the people have complained about Camry before. Like, why do we need it, you know? It is a nice variety having the big strength, but they are slow. They're kind of weak. But overall, solid.
Yeah, I know. I feel they bring something unique. There's not really another team quite like them.
I have a feeling...
With the terrible agility and the high strength.
Yeah. I have a feeling when GW gets a hold of them, they'll probably change them.
Yeah, it's interesting to consider what they might do there.
Yeah.
Add a positional, that's my guess.
Well, they do love positions on that team.
Yes.
Give them a dedicated Fowler.
Yeah, right. Who knows? Maybe it'll be like some kind of skeleton bird or, you know, I don't know. I don't remember Fantasy Battle. So, a scorpion. There you go.
Ooh. Some
Fantasy Battle thing.
A scorpion would be cool.
Yeah. But, like a giant scorpion.
Like a little tiny one like the beer boars.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great, too. Maybe it turns into tiny ones. Anyway.
Every team gets a support animal.
Right.
God. Hey, let's not give them any ideas.
Yeah, right.
So, overall, like I said, it's a very solid team. I think it's better than average because of the strength and the, again, like you said, we're not worrying about throwing with this team. You just got to pick up the ball, walk down the pitch. I think out of five, I'm giving it a solid 3.
Yeah, I'd say 3.5 at least for me. I mean, especially when you consider it's a team tournament, that also helps them because a problem with Khemri in tournaments is it's hard to win. Because it's hard to win every game. You just invariably end up getting some draws because that's how it works out. You can't pick up the ball, something like that. But if you get, you know, mostly wins and then some draws with these guys and you're in a team, that's great.
Yeah.
Big success.
A null result on a squad is positive.
Yeah.
Because the more you can have of those, you just rely on the better coaches and the better teams and get the wins. You don't have to worry about it.
Right. Exactly. So I like them better in a squad event like this even as well. So I know I might even say a 4 just because of that aspect.
Well, you have to pick, so.
Okay. Well, I'll say 3.5. I'll stick with it.
That's fine.
All right.
Again, you're right. There's going to be a lot of ties. I think it's a good team. I don't think I'm going to get a whole lot of wins with them. I think I'm going to get mostly ties.
Sure.
I'm going to probably say 2 wins, and I could probably get 4 ties and maybe 3 losses or something like that. But I don't think I can get more than 2 wins with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd probably be trying, like my goal would be to end up 3 wins and probably like 4 draws, like you said.
Yeah.
And 2 losses. Hopefully get that down to 1 if things go good.
Mm-hmm. So that's fair. I mean, it's, again, solid team, but they're not dynamic enough to really pull out wins when they need to.
Yeah, hard team to win an individual tournament with. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can do it, and people have, but awesome member of a squad, I'd say.
Yeah. Well, the bet that you have chosen for this time is will they be the best performing tier 3 team, as in having the highest win percentage? And correct. Since... See who guessed last time.
Well, I proposed this bet, so you should get to pick. It's only fair.
Let's see other tier 3 teams: Black Orcs, Chosen, Nobility, Khorne, Nurgle. I'm gonna say no, because I think Nobility is going to have the highest.
They and maybe Khorne are definitely the biggest threats.
Yeah. Khorne, I think, is going to be bogged down by people who like Khorne, but are just there for fun.
Or just there for kills.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I think Nobility has the opposite thing. Nobility is an amazing team if you're good with them, but they're a frustrating team if you don't know what you're doing. So I think the only people that are going to be taking them are the people who really like them.
Yeah, that could be.
So I think that's going to
skew it. Maybe they'll be unpopular enough that it'll only be the people who really like them and are good with them.
Yeah.
That's fair. I know. I kind of feel like Tomb Kings might end up in a similar boat, though. So
I don't think you're wrong. Like, it's going to be a tight one. Well, we say that. Who knows?
It'll be like, who knows? It'll be Black Orcs.
Mm-hmm. Black Orcs got 80% wins, and the other two got 10. I don't know what happened. I guess we're stupid. Right. Okay.
Yeah, well, we're pundits. I mean, nobody will remember what we said. hold us to account. Forget that.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much this is what you get with this podcast. It's like a quick dive, you know, our opinions and a chance to laugh at us from what some people tell us. But that's fine. I mean, we made a mistake on the last one about skill choices.
Yeah. Ugh, I felt so bad about that.
You want to bring that up? Because I forgot.
Sure. I think I just got it tied in my head from talking humans first that with the nobility, you said there's an option to do two skills on one of the blitzers, which you can, but listed one of the options is tackle Mighty Blow, like on this team, which you cannot do because mm-hmm. Mighty Blow is a strength skill that they can't pick.
So, yeah.
At least not as a secondary, like as a second skill. It's right. Secondary for them. So anyway, well, at least we decided that we thought the Block Ogre team was better. So
that's true. So I guess that's okay. A win.
Right.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see. I really cannot wait for this team to come out just to see the new models because I think they're going to be amazing because they keep getting better and better at models.
And they've technically made a team for these guys, but that team's such a nightmare with the
old metal ones. Plastic,
multi-part, tiny metal dude that's hard to put together. And there's so many awesome third-party Khemri teams. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Really excited for... You know, when this team comes out, like both the roster and the fluff too.
Yeah. I know like that metal team, I've seen it on the table a few times and I believe I'm the only time I've ever seen it fully put together. Like my team I gave to our buddy Sarge, who's very good at modeling, putting stuff together. And he said he could do it and he pinned them all and they look amazing. They have every little drip of swag on them. But anytime I see anyone else, like, they don't have any of the extra stuff on it.
Right.
They got a helmet and they got legs. What more do you want?
Yeah. No body in between. This is all I want to deal with. It's a skeleton. It's close enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't really have much more to say about them. You?
Well, I guess if you want to add a Kingly team to your squad, I wouldn't consider these guys a Chem Reach.
This is not that podcast. Let's not.
You can always cut it and post, Steve.
No, I'm not going to cut it. I'm also not going to edit. Come on.
Fair enough.
I mean, that was good. I'll give it to you. But
you're the one who asked me for a last word. That's what you get.
That's fair. Okay. Well, for Drew and myself and for Tim, because he's not allowed to speak anymore, I'm going to say ciao. Thank you for listening to World Cup Report Alicante, a joint podcast between 3 Die Block and Both Down. For more information, check out World Cup Report Blood Bowl on Facebook, WC Report BB on Twitter, or email us at worldcupreportbb@gmail.com.